When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, baseball family. So over the last week or so, we had some hats drop. And you know, on this show, we absolutely love hats. We wear them every single time. We have expansive collections that are continuing to grow, and we're very excited about it. So we are going to talk about first, we're going to talk about the clubhouse hats. The clubhouse collection dropped first, so we'll go there first. But we wanted to let you know that this segment is brought to you by, and the next as well, are brought to you by Fanatics. So you can go down to the link in the description and get your clubhouse hat, your spring training hat, and everything else you want for the season from fanatics.com, and you will be supporting the show whilst doing it, and it is appreciated. All right, Briggs, let's get into it.
Yeah, baby.
So, first things first, we're just going to go through this by division, because I thought about just doing top three, bottom three, right? But that would be, I don't think, doing the collection justice, because there are a lot of great hats in both. There's some really bad hats in both, but there are a lot of really great ones in both. And I think you came up with a great idea for this. Just go through all of them. We'll share our thoughts, and we'll go from there with it, because I think that there are some that really do that need to get their due that probably wouldn't have cracked my top three. So let's start.
That's how I'm feeling too.
And let's start in the same place we always start. The AL East. What are some of your thoughts on this collection here, Brig? We have everybody in the AL East. We did find that there was one team that didn't have a clubhouse hat, and that was the Braves. So you'll notice There's only four when we get to the NL East. But what are some of your initial thoughts on these five hats here, Brig?
Well, I want to say broadly about the whole collection that they're really leaning into some of these old school and alternate logos and things. And I think that's really, really cool. So I'm a big fan of that. I do not like the Tampa Bay Ray logo in its tie-dye format. But for whatever reason, this blue-on-blue is working. So that's really cool. But the best hat in this whole thing is Baltimore's, like, hands down.
Baltimore's. Okay. Yeah, so I'm with you on that Ray's hat. I love that Ray's logo in that navy blue and baby blue. I think it looks great. The Blue Jays hat looks awesome with the heather, like that heather blue. Yeah, that's perfect. That's not my favorite Orioles logo. I don't love that one, and that's the only thing that hangs me up on that. I like the white. I like the Red Sox hat. I like that logo a lot. It looks really sharp on that navy blue. But I think the best one in the whole group is the Yankees hat.
Oh, do you?
That gray background on the white logo. It pops so well.
It does pop. So good. It does. You're right. It does look good. I was trying to avoid the homer pick with that one by calling.
Oh, I wouldn't fault you at all. I think it's outstanding. I love it. I wasn't kidding.
Nice.
It's a great one. Looks really
now,
good.
Now, keep in mind, baseball family, these are the rubberized logos. So the front decals on these aren't stitched. They're rubber.
They're kind of like a patch. Yeah. Like
tacky, rubbery, tacky patch. Yeah. So
yeah,
that's why they look extra raised, because they are.
Yeah, they are. And the other thing to remember with these two is that they come in three different styles. I forgot to get the other ones, but there's like a khaki, and there's a black as well. There's like a black and white, a khaki. It's like a khaki crown with like a light brown bill.
It's stone. Yeah, they call it stone. Oh, and then they've got the kind of a sandy brown, kind of a creme brulee.
Oh,
I don't know. Now I'm getting too fancy, but it has like this, this British tan leather color. I don't know.
Yeah, it does.
It's this color.
There you go. If you're watching, there it is. Briggs got it. Okay.
I'm surrounded by this color. That's why. So look, I'm going to find it. I'm going to find the Yankees one that should be there while you're doing that.
Okay. All right. So let's move on to the AL Central. AL Central. Okay. I was the one who put the slideshow together. I don't know why I'm struggling so much with it. Okay, so we have all five teams here. The funny thing is that Brig and I talked about this before. The Twins, we have all we have here is a low profile 5950. I couldn't find the High Crown 5950 anywhere. I saw it the other day. Brig saw it the other day.
Yep.
But when I was putting the slideshow together, I couldn't find it anywhere. So that's why it looks the way it does. I don't like the Twins one anyway. I do not like that logo. I think the best in the batch for this is probably going to be either the Royals or the Tigers, because I like the royal blue. I like that Royals logo, but that Tigers logo with just the tiger in the middle of a navy blue hat is super cool.
Bro,
that hat I think could appeal to the masses if people had no idea that was a Detroit Tigers hat. I think a lot of people would buy that just because it looks cool. And it's a tiger.
I feel you there. Yeah. That's a good thought. I've got this alternate colorway up so we can flash it when we're done with this portion. But for me, the AL Central, the winners of the AL Central would be the Minnesota Twins hat if you could find it in a High Crown 5950.
Yeah.
Because unlike Brad, I love that Twins logo. It is awesome. I love it so much. I did not know if I was going to love it. I thought maybe I was going to hate it. But the more I see it, the more excited I am about it. I think they leaned a little too far into the red outline kind of has a wing sort of prominent point at either end. And it makes it look like eyes, like an owl's eyes. And I don't love that. So if they could have toned down that top corner of the flags, and it would have been better if they'd rounded it. But you're right about the Royals. That's killer with the yellow contour lines and the accent stitching on the sides.
Yeah, I love the accent stitching on the side. So I do have to say one thing about Cleveland's. This is the best that logo has ever looked, but it's still got to go.
It's terrible. Like
that clip art logo has still got to go, but this is the best it's ever looked. It looks really sharp on that navy blue hat, but I still would never buy one because it's the best
it's ever looked. That's for sure. Yeah.
It pops really well, is what it is.
It looks like it belongs in a single A short season.
Looks like it belongs in like Little League, but anyway.
Right.
Okay.
Travel ball.
Next, AL West. Go ahead, Brig. I'll save my thoughts for a minute from now.
Okay. So back to the alternate / old school logos. Like, this is so awesome. Mm-hmm. The Angels one, I love how unique it is. But I hate it for my money. Like for my, and I, same with the Rangers one. Like it's cool, but it's boring, but it's cool though at the same time, because it's old school. For my money, the Oakland A's elephant is always going to be a good choice. Dude, I love the elephant.
Sick. I love that.
And I love the color scheme. I think they're killing it there. Let me just say the Houston Astros looks like they're trying really hard to be Captain America's shield. That's just what it looks like to me.
Oh, yeah, it does, yeah.
And then the Seattle Mariners one is Rocket Fire.
Dude, that Mariners hat is absolute Rocket Fire. I'll tell you what, I've been looking for this hat, for 14-plus years.
Nope, no doubt.
I am getting one soon, I would assume.
Are you?
With a birthday coming up. Oh. So there's that. But also, it's because it's my favorite Mariners logo on my favorite Mariners color scheme.
Right.
That's what does it for me right there. Mm-hmm. So hands down, the Mariners one is my favorite of the bunch. I was very excited. I almost pulled the trigger and bought it the day that it dropped. But then I remembered that birthday's coming and not allowed to buy anything for a little while. But the other the other best one in this batch is I love the A's hat. I love the Heather green with the elephant logo. Love the elephant logo. And I think it's funny that you pointed out the logo for the Angels hat. They shouldn't be allowed to use this logo ever.
No.
Until they change their name back to the California Angels, which is what it should be.
Bingo. Or Anaheim. Okay. One of the two is fine.
Well, no, they shouldn't be able to use it as Anaheim either. Like, they have to be the California Angels if they're going to use this logo for anything.
If you're going to go back to the California Angels or even the Anaheim Angels, then you got to go back to the A with wings. It's the best logo in their history.
I like, that's a good one. Yeah, but I don't think Disney would ever let them use it. You can buy it right now. That's why they had to go away from it.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. The team owns the logo, not the company.
Yeah, you can buy it all the time, but that's the best one.
Yeah. All right. NL East. Like I said, only four here. The Braves poo-pooed this or something. I don't know. No Braves hat. We have the other four, though. Right off the bat, I'm going to say it, Brig. The Marlins hat is one of the best in the entire collection.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Simple. That Miami. Just the Marlin with the Miami blue on a black hat.
Yeah.
I might need one. There's like a legitimate shot that I might be buying one.
Yeah, it's pretty freaking sweet.
Yeah, it's funny because the Phillies hat looks good. The Phillies logo with the baseball diamond and everything. Like, it looks good on that. Yeah. I like that these are all heathered. I love the heather color on the hats. It looks really cool. Yeah. And that Phillies logo looks really cool against it. But, like, I don't love the Mets one. It's just so simple and blah. But I get it. That's their logo, whatever. And then the Nats went with their Walgreens seal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't love that.
No. I feel exactly the same way you do. I have nothing to add.
Everything you just said, I copy and paste.
Yeah.
All right. NL Central. Let's go NL Central. Okay. So the NL Central. You start. You start here because I have some very specific thoughts about one of these hats.
Well, I think yellow accented on a blue always looks good. I'm a little bit concerned with the wall behind the M for Milwaukee in the shape of the state. I've never been a fan of that. I dig that it's an alternate, though. I love that. And we have, you know, four alternates here, which is really cool. The Pirates one wants to be way better than it is. Like, it really wants to be
okay,
better.
Okay, can we pause for just a minute so I can talk about this, Brig? Because I don't understand what the Pirates are doing with this logo.
Me neither.
Because the Pittsburgh Pirates were not named after a specific pirate from the golden age of piracy or any time throughout history. They got their name because they were stealing players from the best teams. That was their nickname. They embraced it. Yeah. They stuck with it. They ran with it. It has nothing to do with the Pirates of the Allegheny. That's a joke 5 years ago. Look it up if you want to. Anyway.
Yeah.
This is not William Kidd. Do not make it look like any other famous pirate. If anybody, this is Steed Bonnet, who is a notoriously terrible pirate, and that's what this guy looks like.
He's
a terrible pirate. Get rid of it.
He looks like a terrible pirate.
And bring back the cartoon pirate, because the best logo in sports. Look what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did. They embraced their logo, and you know what they did on everything, Brig? Like, this is a sick logo. Let's make it bigger. So they made it bigger on everything.
Yeah, they did.
And instead, the Pirates like, no. Let's go with somebody who looks like a terrible pirate. And I hate it.
You know what? This pirate to me looks like the pirate on whatever version of TV Land shows that your grandpa used to watch when Gunsmoke was the coolest. You know what I mean? Like, that is like, if they were going to get somebody out of central casting from that era and put them in a pirate show, this is who you'd get.
I'm telling you, man, the best, like, if you're going to say, like, yeah, that's a pirate, who is it? That's Steed Bonnet. That's what I imagine Steed Bonnet looked like. Couldn't grow a beard, guaranteed.
Yeah.
And just like, if you don't know who Steed Bonnet is, go look it up. The Gentleman Pirate.
The Gentleman Pirate. The Cubs one is boring only because it's not anything special.
It's the same thing we've seen in Cubs stuff through the last 10 years.
Right. And which doesn't mean it's bad. It just means I wanted something more, something different.
Yes.
I think the Cardinals logo is the strongest one of the bunch, honestly. And I want the Reds have other alternate logos that I like better. This is not my favorite.
Exactly. I want to like the Mr. Red because I like Mr. Red, but I don't like this hat.
I don't like this one. Yeah.
Yep. I agree with you. Okay. NL West, last one. Okay.
I haven't seen these ones till just now. I didn't go digging.
Okay. So first off, I like this is probably Brig. This might be my last shot at getting a black and red Diamondbacks hat.
Yeah,
this might be the last time we ever see it, at least for a while, right?
That's true. Yeah.
Black and red with the snake logo because it has teal all over it now.
It does.
I love that hat so much. I love that color scheme. The Sedona red is so great against the black.
Every time.
The Giants, I don't like that logo on the hat. Not even a little bit. The Dodgers, that feels like a little kid's Photoshop project where they tried to do a PNG, like a transparent background. And then but they didn't do a very good job cropping it. So then they put like a blue background on it. It's like all this extra stuff. They're like, well, do in 5 minutes. Oh, just turn it in. Yeah. That.
Because they didn't erase it.
Yeah. That there's stuff on the outside, right? There's like a little bit down on the edge that didn't get erased. Gotcha. Didn't get cropped out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I love the Rockies hat. Love everything about it. That logo. Love it. It's my favorite one that they use. Purple on the black looks really good. The Padres, there is no symmetry to that hat, and it drives me bonkers. That logo is so off to the side. And I get it. It's centered based on the size and shape of the logo, but it is so heavy on the right side of the hat. Like when you're wearing the hat on the right side, I would feel like I was like tilting my head all day long because it's so off.
Brad loves symmetry. Everybody,
I need it in my life, Bray.
Yeah, it's so funny. Okay, so I have to answer for my eruption or near eruption of laughter because that Giants logo is just it's disgusting to me. I'm like,
it doesn't belong on a hat.
It doesn't. It looks fine on a t-shirt. It looks fine on the side of a jersey sleeve. It's whatever, but I don't like it on a hat at all.
Yeah.
Everything you articulated about the Dodgers cap is spot on. I thought that was brilliant. I agree with the Rockies. The Rockies cap is awesome. And that logo is just forever going to be a part of my youth. And therefore, I'm going to love it forever. The Diamondbacks hat is fine. I'm not in love with it. It's okay. But I love that Padres cap. I love it.
That's the thing is I love the swinging friar, but I cannot.
I do, man.
Like
I love the brown cap with the yellow accents. I don't care if it's off center. I think that adds to its charm. I don't have to look at it. It's for you to look at while I'm wearing it. So yeah, I think that one's bang-a-ring. That's my favorite one.
Bang-a-ring, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. All right, well, that is all of the clubhouse. Go ahead, Brig. Oh, Brig has one more thing to show about the clubhouse hats, the alternate colorway.
Listen, they come in this alternate color scheme, okay? And that is the one I want right there. It is
– That makes my heart pitter-patter.
What?
I said that fits your closet perfectly.
Yes, it does.
Your hat rack. Everything about it.
I'm telling you, I've got the color everywhere. My shoes are that color. I have belts. My wallet is that color. It's like that.
I know. You told me, like, when I sent you these originally, and I was like, dude, check these out. These are sick. You're like, I like that brown one. I was like, yeah, you do.
Yeah. I love brown. I love the color brown. It's got to be just right, but I love it.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll get into spring training hats because there's more.
All right, baseball family, welcome back. We are going to jump into the spring training caps. They are out. They're exciting. They are made by New Era, which is why we call them caps. And listen,
you're right. Even despite the ticker, you're right, Brick. You're right.
The true thing. Don't forget, though, that as we mentioned last time, all of these are available on Fanatics website, fanatics.com. And if you click the link in the description, you get to buy your cap that you were going to do anyway, and you get to support the show at the same time. So helps us out a lot. Don't forget to go to Fanatics with the link in the doobly-doo. Okay, Mr. Bradmaster, will you hook us up with the slides?
Sure enough.
Slide.
So that reminds me, my daughter, for some reason, I don't know why, lately she watches Super Y, and like when they do like a magic wand thing, it makes like a trinkling sound, and her version of that is slay slay. So she'll like go through and like pretend like she's drawing the letter, she'll go slay slay, and then anyway, that reminded me of that.
That's awesome. All right, Brad, we're going to go through this like we always do, starting with the AL East. Let's give your first impressions. But before we do, hold on. As in every year, the the year 2024 is featured on the right side panel of all of these spring training caps. If you belong to the Cactus League, you're going to get a cactus. If you belong to the Grapefruit League, you're going to see a palm tree, as you can see in these. And that's been going on for years. That's the way it is. Last couple of years, they've done the trucker mesh thing. That is gone. Now they've got this different poly. Yeah, they've got this different poly thing.
They've thrown this back to like 2016.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be good. I need to go get my hands on one again.
Like, but even the home plate patch on the side, like that goes all the way back to 2016. Yeah. It looks like the material is going to be similar, if not the same. I will be getting one. If not, I'll at least be seeing them in person here in a couple of weeks. And in like a week, I'm very excited about that.
Very excited.
So, all right. So, initial thoughts on these, Brig? AL East?
Solid. That's my first thought. I'm like,
impressed. Every single one of them, they don't miss.
There's not a miss here. No.
Yeah. Like that Red Sox hat is so sharp.
It is so sharp. Yeah.
Like so crisp with the red crown and the navy blue bill.
I didn't say that, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll say it for you, Brig. It's fine. You know what I'm saying? I love that Blue Jays hat with the white field in the front.
Oh man, dude, the
if they were not currently one of the top three teams I hate right now, I would be getting one probably.
I love that they're using both versions of blue, technically all three versions of blue on that cap. It's just rocket fire, man. I love that white front two panels. I love it.
Yeah, man, it looks so good.
But that
Rays yellow, nice and clean. That O's hat is sick.
It's so good.
Yeah, it is. They're so clean. Good. Yep. And as always, the Yankee hat is clean. It looks like it always does, but it just still looks so good.
Yeah, totally. Totally agree.
Okay, AL Central, your first initial impressions.
There's only one miss in this bunch. And that's Cleveland.
Cleveland, obviously. Always Cleveland.
They're crappy.
It's always Cleveland.
I think the red looks spectacular. I always like a red cap.
That red is really it pops. It's sharp. I like it because it's a little bit different than the other red and blue teams across the league. Everybody's a little different, and I feel like theirs has the perfect contrast.
I agree.
I like it a lot. But Tigers. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, the Minnesota cap for me is. This is killer, especially with the two-tone, with the visor being navy, and that corresponds to the logo in the front, and the bright red cap, and the squatchy being the same navy. Dude, that one...
It looks better than the clubhouse version.
Way better. This one is so good. They need to build this into their rotation for alternates.
They should, yeah. So that Tigers logo, do you prefer the orange or the navy with that logo?
With that logo, I want it on top of navy.
Yeah, it's a lot of orange.
It's a lot. But I don't Kellogg hate should
take
the all
that,
orange cap.
Take that hat, though.
The what?
Oh, Kellogg should take that hat.
Yeah.
They should be paying Tigers to do all their cereal commercials.
That's true. But do you hate the all orange cap though?
No, I don't hate it. No, which is odd either. Because I would think I would, but
no, I think it's awesome.
It looks good. The White Sox hat is really sharp and crisp. And that I have something for Royals stuff lately. I don't know what it is, man. I love their City Connect. I love the clubhouse version. I love this. Looks so good. I love it's the baby blue and the Royal with the Royal squatchy. Mm.
Yeah. Mm. But that White Sox gray, oh man, I don't know why it makes my heart pitter patter, because it should be boring, but it's not. I don't know why.
The only thing I think it can make this better is a black visor on it.
Dude, I was just gonna say that. I was just thinking, like, okay, if I was to build off of that, I would do the front panels white.
Hmm.
And then I would keep the visor gray. I would do the back panels black, keep the front panels white. That's how I would improve this. But I still don't hate it.
I could see that, yeah. And it's interesting because I think the only team that gets the white front panel is Toronto.
They are. They're the only ones.
Yeah. AL West. I'm getting two hats this spring, Brig.
Yeah, you are.
Getting two new Mariners hats this year. I love the teal on the navy. And I've been saying for a while that I'm over the S. I'm over the S of the Compass Rose, but I'm not over the Compass Rose by itself.
Yeah.
Mm. Chef's kiss. I love it.
Yeah, it's for so sure. Good. I agree with you.
I don't like the A's hat. Too much yellow. That, Brig, that shade of yellow is the shade of yellow that I have an aversion to because of fruit roll-ups as a kid. That were that shade of yellow and tasted like pineapple, and they were awful.
That's amazing.
And to this day, like I said, I can't handle that shade of yellow. Can't do it.
I don't hate it. I'd wear that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about that Rangers hat?
It's kind of fallen flat for me.
Is it?
Yeah. What do you think?
I like the color. I would have liked to have seen something else with the logo, but I don't know what else they would do because that logo is so Texas, so Rangers, so Texas baseball, right? I don't know what they would do there, but I don't know, because you can't go Rangers across the front because then it's just too busy.
You can't.
But I like the shade of baby blue. The Angels hat is just your regular, everyday, run-of-the-mill Angels hat.
That could not be more disappointing. Can we just say how of all the things they could, like the Yankees, there's no wiggle room. We're not going to play around. We're not messing around with it. It's going to stay the same forever. Got it. We all know. But the freaking the Angels, man, like, come on, dude. You have wiggle room.
It is funny, though, that that we say that about this, but then we also complained about the other logo and the clubhouse hats. You used the wrong one, man.
Yeah. I will not take it back. Okay. I will not.
I won't either. It's just funny.
Don't bully me.
Because we don't like either side of the coin.
No, they suck. I don't like them.
They do. And that's a whole lot of different colors of orange on that Houston hat.
You know, I don't love it. And I get it's a shade or it's a throwback to the sunset tears, the stripes or whatever. But it's just. I don't think it would have been any better if they had rotated the orange visor to the orange crown. Like if they had made the visor the lighter color and the darker crown, I don't think that would have been any better. I think that if you're going to use those two, this is the only way to go. And it's okay. It's okay.
I think they should have gone with navy on one of those.
That with a navy visor, good to go. Changes everything.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah.
Agreed. NL East. Here we go. Okay. I have three that I love here, Brig. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not crazy about the Mets hat. I would have preferred blue crown with an orange visor and then outline the NY in orange so it pops. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a blue on blue. Would have liked that. The Phillies hat, I like that logo. I like the red, but it is right there. It looks kind of bland for me. You probably needed a blue visor. But that Nats hat, man, blue on blue with the block lettering is so good.
And it's got red and white behind the blue.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, it is sharp. Sharp as it gets. I like it so much.
Yeah, that one is awesome.
Yeah, and I think we talked about this before, that like the reason the Braves don't have a clubhouse hat is because they saw their spring training hat. They're like, no, we'll roll with that.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
Yeah, it's so good.
it's that red crown, blue visor, blue A, so sharp. And then, again, the Marlins with that Miami blue. I love that shade.
I do too.
It's one of my favorite colors in baseball right now.
I wish they had gone without the M and they'd have just kept the Marlin like they did.
Yeah, the Marlin. Like, yeah. Yeah. I would have liked that.
I think that would have made this stronger, but I want them to keep the Miami red and blue accents and hanging around in white and all that. I like the blue a lot, obviously. And so, but I would have just changed it to the Marlin.
I agree with you on Philly. I think the way you change this Philly cap, though, is to make the two front panels white. I think if you do that, you're done. And then it becomes spectacular. And then instead of ringing the bell, you see what I did there? Instead of ringing the bell in white, you ring it in red, and then you get the pop and the tie-in. I love the Mets hat. I love it. Yeah. Spring training hats for me should be loud and proud, and that does it, and I think that's awesome. And
see, for me, that shade of yellow and blue, or not yellow, orange and blue together, it screams Boise State football. And lived in Idaho for a while,
that's
something else I have an aversion to. So I think that it's that color scheme. Because I used to love orange and blue a long time ago. Yeah,
for sure.
Loved it so much. But, man, after that, I was just like, no, can't do it. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
All right, NL Central. So the Cubs hat is what the internet was popping off about for several days before these were actually released. Because there were several that came out that were leaked by a Canadian MLB store or something like that. And the internet was losing its mind over that Cubs hat. And it does look really, really good.
It's the bomb, dude. And for those of you who might be under 30 that are listening, that slaps.
That's the best Cubs logo they could have chosen to use.
Totally.
With a blue Cub against a light blue crown. With the blue scheme. Visor and squatchy. Mm.
Love it.
It's so good. Brad. Standard Reds hat.
It's fine. Meh.
I'm disappointed
in them.
I do like the Brewers hat because I like that navy against the yellow.
Mm-hmm.
That's
color the Brewers logo really they strong. Need to go with.
Always.
Yep. That's the one.
Always and forever.
Do you love technology, Brad?
Yes, I love technology.
Okay.
I hate the Pirates hat. So bad.
I love it.
It fell so flat. Like every time there's new hats coming out, there are two that I check. Yeah. Every time I check the Mariners, and then I immediately go check the Pirates. Those are the first two I check every single time. And anytime I see this dang P or that stupid Steed Bonnet logo, I get so mad. I'm like, gah, go back to the awesome Pirate.
I love the P. I love it. I've always loved it. Know. I think it's awesome. I think if you put a black visor on it, it doesn't get markedly better, but it doesn't get any worse. It totally works here with the black visor. But I think it would get your monochrome aversion at taken care of. So I think they could have done that. Because right now it looks two-dimensional. I think in person it would look really nice. Really nice.
It probably would. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing is that P is sharp. It looks really good.
Totally.
Every time. The problem I have with it is there is a superior alternative. They're just showing it off to the side, Brig, and I don't know why. And if
excellence is available, why settle for mediocrity?
Exactly.
Right. That's what Brad just said.
We need to send that to the Pirates front office, your marketing team. Look, fellas, let me tell you a thing or two about what you've got going on. That's what needs to happen. You need to write a letter.
Call your alderman.
And the Cardinals hat is fine. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah,
it's Cardinals.
Would have been more fun otherwise, but
yeah. All right, NL West. You go first, Brig.
I hate the Dodgers D script. I hate it. I've always hated it. Bad. I hate everything about it. I don't know why I hate it. I couldn't sit and articulate why I hate it, but I hate it.
It doesn't speak to big league Dodgers. It speaks to little league Dodgers. If you're going to have a little league Dodger team that's not sanctioned by Major League Baseball, that's what your logo is going to look like. That's why.
There you go.
Yep.
That's awesome. San Francisco's killing it. Colorado, meh, boring. San Diego, crushing it. I wouldn't have hated a brown visor. I wouldn't have hated San Diego going with the front white panels. Then brown in the back or brown on the visor and yellow in the back. Whatever. That would have been even better for me. because it would have mimicked their helmets way back, right? And I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
But that all turquoise, teal, whatever color we're calling it, Diamondbacks cap is the bomb, dude. That slaps. It's so good. What else do the kids say these days?
I don't know. So
it's rocket.
So fire. That's the thing, is I love the color, but I've said it before, I don't like the Sedona red against the teal or turquoise.
I know.
Yeah. I have an issue with it, and I don't know why. It looks better there than it ever has. Probably just because there's so much of the turquoise, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't do it for me, but I get it. How's that?
Yeah. There you go. That makes perfect sense.
Okay. Well, that's all of them. That's all the spring training hats. That's all of them, yeah. We started AL East and ended in the NL West, just like we always do. But Baseball Family, let us know what you think about the spring training hats, about the clubhouse hats. Easier for you to say, Brig. drop down in the comments and leave us a note. Let us know what you think about those. If you're thinking about buying one, let us know which one it is, because I'm really curious. And when you go buy it, like Brig said, hit that link in the description, because that supports the show without you spending any extra money. You just buy a hat you're already going to buy.
Catch new episodes of the Baseball Together podcast every Tuesday.